And it is time for the Would You Rather This or That.
Woo! Woo! Celebration!
Yeah, I love doing this. I think it's so much fun.
Mm. Yeah. So, did one of you guys want to start off? So the idea is we give each other two ultimatums. Would you rather this or that? Who would like to start off?
I'll start.
Okay. Okay, Sarah will start. Okay.
Okay. My first one. Would you rather run over your daughter's new puppy or forget her birthday?
That's pretty deep. It's pretty deep.
It is.
Now, it doesn't
I started off really hard, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah. Oh, well, they only get worse.
That's good.
Mine are very simple. It doesn't specify the age, I suppose, because Adam said before, if your daughter's probably like one or two, it wouldn't really matter if you forgot their birthday anyway.
Yeah.
Because they won't remember.
No. But I will say it for the sake of it from 5 to 10.
So they will remember.
They will remember it. What would you do?
I think it's still an easy choice for me. I think if they're looking back on memories, I guess your dad forgetting your birthday is a lot less worse than him running over one of
the
dogs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
If it's a girl and you forget her birthday, the damage that that does.
See, I pick the forgetting the birthday.
Yeah.
Because I would make up for it the next day. Like, I would say, well, yesterday.
But she
I was just a joke. Little girl, and I would surprise her with a massive, massive birthday party the next day.
But
you can recover from this.
You can't revive a dog once you run over it.
If you hit the dog, she's pretty scarred. Like, okay, I lost my dog when I was a young girl, and I can't get another dog again.
Yeah.
It would be pretty emotionally scarring.
Yeah, but I think forgetting a birthday would be just as scarring, because every year then, or she's going to think, oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. No one loves me because I can't even remember my birthday.
Hey, you're making it sound like we forget the birthday every single year.
It's just that one year.
No, yeah, and but the she's going to think, what's wrong with me? Why can't you remember my birthday? Like, clearly I'm not special.
Mm.
That's what's going to be running through her head. Mm. And every year she has a birthday, she'll be like, oh, are they going to forget again?
Well, it's only the father.
Running over a dog.
It is only you.
Is horrible.
Yeah. Your significant other will remember the birthday.
Yeah.
So they can catch you when you fall. Because you turn up with the birthday party all set up. You're like, oh, right. Today's... Oh.
And you might be able to recover from that.
You can recover from that.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing where you get each other's gifts for like for someone else. You're like, yeah, it was a shared gift. We both got this.
No, I think we're divided on this one.
What's your next one?
My next one is... Would you rather eat... Oh, I can't even say it without cringing. Would you rather eat a hairy substance found between your couch and the ground or drink liquid found leaking from a garbage bin?
I think for me, definitely the liquid.
Liquid?
Because if it's just like, say, maybe like a shot or two, you could quickly get that down. But with the hairy substance, you've got to chew it. You've got to like swallow it, get it down. With the liquid, you could just shot it.
And I talked about this the other week. I have such a phobia of hairs. Like, can't do it.
Mm.
Can't do it. I could not stomach it.
I would pick the hair, actually.
Really?
Yes, I would. I don't think I could drink
the garbage. What if it was, like, crunchy or something?
You're thinking garbage juice. This is the liquid at the very bottom of your garbage bin. That you're fine with.
But I couldn't chew something. Like, it could have, it could just have, like, I don't know, like, crunchy bits and soft bits. Even, like, a gooey bit.
You do the same thing. Yeah. You shot down the hair and you have that hairy throat for a couple of minutes and then that's it. You're gone. You're done.
No, definitely
it's just hair, right?
But then you're thinking disgusting.
Garbage juice.
That's disgusting.
Mm.
Oh, no. Garbage juice. That's disgusting. So, we're torn on this one as well.
Yes.
Over to you, Adam.
Okay. So, my first one is, would you rather poop out 500 litres of mayonnaise or one shuriken?
What do you think, Sarah?
Sorry, Nan and Grandad, because you guys are listening. this is a bit gross.
It is. Now, we'll throw it to me, because I can spin this so well.
Yeah.
This is 500 litres of mayonnaise.
Yep.
You can turn this into a business.
Yes.
The people who are buying it, they don't know.
No.
They just know that it's mysterious mayonnaise.
I'm just shaking my head. I'm so appalled.
You can make some good money out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Shuriken, that will just...
That will rip apart, like, your insides.
It'll destroy you.
Yeah.
You're saying that you will make money
off of the mayonnaise
that comes out of you. Yes.
It's a business
plan. I have no words. I'm speechless. Speechless.
It's just mayonnaise. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just mayonnaise.
Yes, there is something wrong with it. That'd be so full of bacteria. You're making so many people sick.
What if it was perfect mayonnaise?
Like, it was totally edible. It wouldn't make you sick. Then would it be okay? Even though it came out of you?
I still don't think so,
because I think people need to know.
They need to know.
Yeah.
So what if people were okay with buying it? But if it tasted good, then, you know, like, who cares where it comes from, right?
That can go wrong.
I definitely do, yeah.
Oh, your second one, Adam?
My second one is, would you rather... So, say you're a 20-year-old. Would you rather lose all your memory up to the age of 15 or just lose the last 5 years?
These have been my best years. So, I'd go...
The last five?
See, because if we do the age now, so this is our time. We're just at uni.
Yep.
So if I lose the last 5 years, I've gone out of here with a degree, but not knowing how I got the degree.
Yeah.
Mm. But I don't remember anything at all.
Yeah.
But if it was 1 to 15, I don't mind because, you know, it's just early stages of primary school, high school. That stuff, it's fine.
But the thing is that you wouldn't know how to speak because when you're, you know what I mean?
Oh, my word.
If you're...
You were just sort of out all angles.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you wouldn't remember learning how to talk, how to write, how to do anything that's basic as a kid. You'd just forget all that. So, you'd be this 20-year-old not knowing how to talk.
That's so interesting. Because if you're your age now,
and
I've just gone through uni,
and
I've just not known how to talk,
and
I'm doing a radio course right now. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So
that's a different perspective of it now.
Yeah.
I'd definitely lose the last 5 years then. I'll keep my 115.
No, I'd still lose the 1 to 15. I can relearn how to talk, right?
What, at the age of 15?
At the age of 15 to 20, yeah. I could learn how. Okay. 5 years of talk, it's not hard, right? You've already matured. You've already got the smarts and stuff. You're in high school.
That'd be so weird. Just like a mute 14-year-old. Like, before you start learning to talk again, you're just like this 14-year-old who just can't talk.
They'll just say, oh, you're a shy guy in high school.
You wouldn't be able to walk either. Because you learned to walk when you were a kid.
This is just getting too
deep.
Your
logistics, this is too deep. You won't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, throw it over you,
1 to 15 years, you guys are 5 years.
Yeah.
My two are not as bad as you guys. So, mine is, would you rather eat a cup of uncooked popcorn or uncooked spaghetti?
Definitely spaghetti.
Would you take the spaghetti?
Yeah. Because when you mean popcorn, you mean like the kernels before they pop.
Just the kernels.
No, I can't do that.
They're like little nuts.
Yeah, well, I remember like when you're in the cinema and you get right down to the bottom, there are a few of those.
They are delicious.
I can never eat them.
Really?
Yeah.
They hurt your teeth when you bite
down
on
them.
They're
so nice because it's just like salted are those.
I have friends that can do it as well, but yeah, I can't do it. I can never eat them. So, definitely the pasta for me.
Raw pasta for you as well, Sarah. Yeah.
Well, I often just eat, like if mum's cooking spaghetti for dinner, I often just... Take a couple of raw straws.
Oh, so you do it anyways.
Have easy a little decision. Snack. Yeah.
Okay. My other one for the last one is it's a dangerous one. Actually, no. We'll skip that one because it involves drinking. We don't want to promote drinking in any way. We'll do this one. Would you rather have to walk nude every day to the driveway to get your mail at the end of the driveway, or have your significant other do it? So, it's a selfless act.
Yeah, it comes
down. Would you be the person to do it, or would you pawn it off to someone else to do it?
I guess it depends on if you want to be, like, selfish or selfless. I mean, we live in sort of, you know, like a rural area anyway, so I'd probably do it myself.
Yeah.
I'd take one for the team.
I suppose myself as well. I'd probably take one for the team.
Yeah.
It's not too far.
You could quickly run out there. You're out there for, like, 10 seconds.
Just the awkward interaction every day where someone's just, like, walking their dog and you're just casually sprinting out to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, just here to get my mail.
Yeah. I think it'd be more difficult for a female to cover up than it would be for a male.
Mm.
So
yeah.
So you get your significant other?
Yep.
Spot on. That has been This or That